Blog Talk Radio.
This is Eight Figure Business Coach Radio, Scaling Up to Eight Figures. Welcome to Scaling Up to Eight Figures. Hi, I'm your host, Victoria. Building an eight-figure business is intentional and not accidental. I equipped entrepreneurs with business-building skills to scale towards an eight-figure business or more. Each week, join me for proven strategies on positioning your brand, digital marketing strategies, leadership, system, processes, mindset, and time management. Now let's get started with today's episode, the four P's in business: product, process, price, and people. I know if you love, which is one of my favorite, the prophet, he talks about the three P's. There are several different P's in business, including marketing, but today we're going to talk about what is the ideal situation for your customer. And these are the four P's in business we're referring to: product, price, process, and people. When we look at process and people, let's examine that for a minute. Of the four, I would say people are the most important, because without good people, the rest of it doesn't really matter much. You can have the best process, you can have the best products, and you can have the best price. But if you don't have the right people, they will affect everything else, and they can actually destroy your business. I never will forget, and I speak about this in branding, when I was speaking to someone that worked for Disney, and he was the wrong person for that particular store. Because when we were talking about how excited we were about Disney, he remarked, "It's a terrible place to work," and he couldn't stand it. That's the wrong person. Too many of those, and you can start to have people start to rethink your brand. It's just that simple. So you really want to make sure, if I had to start with the four, my very first would be the people. Making sure they love what they do. They're as excited as you are. They should be an extension of your brand. So people would definitely go first. And when we talk about people, you want to make sure that when you're identifying your buying criteria for your customers, that is one of the things that the differences I've gotten told, when it comes to what makes someone go into another competitor over you. So let's look at it. You can have the same price, process, product, the people. People may rank on a scale from 1 to 10 and 8. So we're going to get into a little bit on this episode of our ranking system. But just remember that I said your people, your product, your process, and your price. Having the right people could rank an 8 on the scale of 1 to 10. Now when we talk about our process, this is how well does a business develop, how well a business develops and delivers the process to actually make it run. Let's say you've hired the right people. Probably the second most important and necessary element for success is having the right process. Having the right process means that you don't want it to be overly complicated. So whoever is assembling or purchasing your service or product, I know that's a big one for me. I am not mechanically inclined. Do not even pretend to be. So the process is more important to me than the price. I'm willing to pay a higher price for less complication than less price for more complication. Because why? It's going to equate to time, and time is money. If it takes me a long time to put it together, I'd rather pay a higher price. So if I were to go into someone's actual company and I was actually looking to purchase something, the process would rank higher for me than the price. So remember, at close to the end of this episode, we're going to give some remarks on the ranking order of what each one means to your customer, because how are you going to know that is important to what you should really emphasize: people, process, product, and price. And you're going to have all four, but you're going to look at the different buying criteria for your product or service. So talk about the product. In many cases, a company's product is something like a tool, a software, an article of clothing, food, but sometimes the product is service, such as tax, accounting, legal, or cleaning services. So a good product alone isn't enough to make the business successful. Let's repeat that. A great product is not enough alone to make a successful business. It's essential because people simply don't buy into the product, they buy the service. Now, a lot of cleaning companies also have products. Legal aid and advice have products that you can buy, and a lot of tax accountings have something that you can buy. So it's not just the service, but you want to really, really be you want to have an understanding that the product and the service are one and the same when it comes to what you're delivering. So when we speak of the people, we've gone over the process. Now we look at the product. You really want to make sure that when you're understanding the criteria for buying and identifying that and then prioritizing the criteria, that you are very, very aware of where this product and service is on this scale of 1 to 10 for your customer. Now we're talking about our ideal customer. Our ideal customer is our target market person. That's our avatar. That is when we close our eyes and we think of the best customer we have and times them by 10, we would want to have a multitude of those particular customers write down everything it is about that customer, from their attitude to the amount of money that they have at their disposable income, to the age is what we want to have as our ideal customers. And that's what we want to bring towards us. We want to pull them towards us. Now, when we look at the last P, which is price, your customer will rate how important price is to them when they're looking at your competition. They're also going to look at it for the product, the process, and the people. If you can bring much more value to their needs, price will not be a big factor. Trust and believe people are willing to pay a lot of money for value. And how do you really emphasize value? You start with someone that is at point B, and you're taking them to H. The point in between B and H is what they're going to look at as the value. The faster you can get them from B to H, the more they're willing to pay. Speed is very important to everyone. So the quicker the result, the faster, the more people are willing to pay for that value. To show them the value from B to H and how you're going to get them there. That is the what. The how is the part that they're going to pay for. You may tell a customer, this is what I'm going to do. These are going to be the results, but you do not tell them how. And that's the tactical part that they're looking to pay for. So when we look at people, process, product, and price, now we look at the buying criteria of our ideal customer. You know, you want to define the idea. So when you're finding out what your customer's idea offering is in those four areas, you want to look at what their buying criteria is. What are they actually comparing? You want to ask your current customers, what of the four is the most important, and then rank it. So let's say, for instance, when we look at the product, quality usually ranks pretty high. People have a tendency to want zero faults in the quality. That might be a priority of a 7. Ease of use could actually be a 10, requires no special training required. No special training required to be a 10 when it comes to your product. That comes up with the ease of ordering. That could actually fall in that. Is it fast? Is it efficient? Can you order it very easily? Can you go to the website or go into the store? Does it require a lot to order it? That's where we look at the process, administration. Are the invoices and statements accurate that you receive? Do you have to call in the store and be placed on hold forever to try to get an understanding for that? So when we talk about the product, we can talk about quality. Zero fault is what they're looking for in the quality of the product. And the ease, we've identified that a lot of the customer's ease is at a 10. When we look at the ease of ordering, that's different than the ease of the use. That could be like an 8 or a 9. In administrative, like we said, might be a 6 or a 7. Then we look at the people. Your people that you have working, depending on the industry, will depend on the knowledge that's needed. If I'm quoting Microsoft, knowledge is 10. That's really important to me. So depending on the industry will depend on if the person needs to answer all the questions you ask. For some industries, it could be a 3 because that information can be easily found online.
depending on how hard or easy it is to find the information, will make a big difference in whether or not that person is interested. And then we look at customer knowledge. We talk about, are they able to make and relate to the products and the customer needs? Are your people able to relate to and their needs? And the last thing we talk about is price. When we're looking at how competitive, lowest price could be a 7 for some. And payment terms, very, very big. That could be a 10. Once again, depending on your service and your product, payment terms are very important for lower product margin areas. Higher payment terms are not as important. So when we look at the four areas, product, process, people, price, draw a little diagram, close your eyes, and think about, you want to put in the criteria, the customer ideal situation, and the priority. And the way you're going to figure all this out is you're going to make sure you have a questionnaire that you have your current customers fill out. If you don't have any current customers, then you need to talk to ideal customers that you'd like to have and have them rank it. This is one of the best things you can do when you're looking for your people, process, product, and price, your four P's and your ideal customer situation. So I really hope this episode was informative, insightful, and impactful. Please join me next week for an episode on positioning, marketing positioning. We're going to go over the four P's of marketing. There are actually four P's of marketing that we're going to go over in next week's episode. We love social media, so please visit us on social media, Facebook, 8-Figure Business Coach, Twitter, at 8-Figure Coach, or leave a comment in the comment section about this episode. Please also visit us at www.8figurebusinesscoach.com. Go to our free resource area and download all kinds of free resources on branding, what we just covered today on the four P's of an ideal customer, marketing, but take advantage of our free resources. And also, if you'd like to have even more business resources on actually scaling your business to figures and more, please sign up for our weekly newsletter where we give tips on networking, marketing, strategies, branding, building assets, time management. All of those come in great tips with our newsletter. So next week's episode is going to be episode number 26. So we're looking forward to you joining us. And until next time, I wish you much success.